Isn't it mad to think that, Mike, you forwarded me on something there? Yeah. I'll say what it is. It's 11 minutes, and I'm immediately going, no.
Too long.
Too long. It's, yeah.
TikTok generation.
Well, no, it actually isn't. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm hitting my lanyard off.
Right, okay.
The problem is, right?
What's the problem?
You guys get frustrated when you're not in on a meme, but won't take the time to get in on the meme.
When have I been frustrated?
I like that.
I just feel like you
What's
get,
a meme?
I couldn't care less.
I showed
memes.
You the TikToker is party yesterday.
Yeah, and I loved it.
And the anguish in your face because you're so far behind. Like Turkish Quandale Dingle.
No, I don't need to be
relevant.
I don't need to be up to date.
Mikey sent me a good TikTok last night.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I sent that to probably like three people because I knew it was your humor.
You know what happens to old dogs? No. They go and they live with a lovely family.
for maybe 6 months or something. I won't send you anything anymore because it's just it's bittersweet. Like
yeah, it's bitter.
Now hold on, I did send you one last night, but I've pulled up our chat. You're saying you found it funny, but I never got a response
because I won't lie. I found it really funny, but I just thought you might have accidentally sent it to me.
No, that's something that I thought. Right, you know what? Niamh would like that now because it's up your street.
Thanks.
Because my For You page is difficult at the best of times.
Okay. You're right, O'Toole over there. You seem a bit shocked.
I'm reading.
He's in on it now.
See, I told you. All it takes is a couple of minutes when you're on your Todd and you go, do you know what? I must revisit that thread.
Is it
I got.
Juicy?
It's hilarious.
Graham's not laughing.
I'm just so perplexed.
He's not laughing. He's perplexed.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing.
Red and green.
Billing.
Turning off the
My
station.
God.
Oh, come on
Invitation.
There.
I will be divulging. Oh.
Show me.
Only with you. You know?
No.
You know what
that
I mean?
That leaves a bitter taste.
Oh, well.
But you know what? He was just like you and I. He was a man who had a dream and it didn't go well.
I had a dream. A song to sing.
Wait, bear with me.
And nothing will wonder.
Bear with me. You had a dream.
Guys, I actually think you listening to this, you're in for a treat. Good show today.
Great
show. I was out and about in the city at nearly every hour by the 4 o'clock.
Did you hear the dog collar?
I didn't hear that bit.
Oh, that's the main bloody part of it.
Mikey, tune into the podcast.
No, yous have had about six main parts. Do you know something I don't tell yous too often? Now, this is not me being mean, right?
Oh, sorry, Nathan. Yes,
I forgot.
Wait, let Mikey finish his point there.
Spin your passion.
I listen to a lot of Australian radio, right? And they take a break. So during their breaks, my new thing is now, what I'll do is, because I don't catch a lot of it, is I'll listen to all your shows.
Come on.
I forgot. He has beats on or something.
Come on.
Oh, shite.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even like doing the same thing.
No.
I don't need that.
No. Yo.
Here we go. How many things can you rhyme with Bray? Here we go.
Yeah, what's going on?
Pat Kenny's dead raccoon.
It's 2024. Hope you're well. My name's Nate Doggy Dog.
Thanks.
And it is a blooming pleasure to be back on stage once again.
He's
Here
a young
go.
Goat. Turn off a little bit. It's not hot enough.
You're into it now.
Where's my snare? Come on. Here
Let's
we
get the
go.
808.
Here we go.
The
Come
155.
On. Give me the beat. Here. Yeah, the goat has antlers. My name's Goat. I live in a moat. I have a big tail. It goes.
He's already
okay,
out.
You gotta move He's on.
My tail is not done. A whale, it's made out of hair. And I go and I'm like a bear. Not Bear Grylls, I don't drink my own BP. Oh, wee wee.
BP.
That's a bit of French.
Oil company.
Dawn French, Vicar of Dibley is a great show. I used to watch it as a boy, not a toy.
Pass it to him.
No, I'm going to pass it to my main man. I see him in the gray hair.
It's the moneymaker. Perfect.
Yo. Last week, I had the flu.
Flu.
Oh. It had me on the loo.
Loo.
I had to do a big poo-poo.
Yeah.
Because you know I like to flush.
Fish.
I'm in the hush.
Hey. Another
I
one.
Thrush.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have thrush.
Another
salad.
One. Perfect.
Yeah.
Ready?
That's me.
I'm gonna introduce Niamh.
No, I'm okay. No.
I know you're gonna dig this. Oh yeah.
I'm passing the mic. I'm sorry. I can't
pass
the
mic.
I'm passing the mic. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm passing the mic.
Passing the mic.
I'm passing the mic.
Just fast forward to the show.
Everybody wants to get it right
Mikey,
tonight.
Mikey,
I'm passing
Mikey.
The mic.
Fast forward.
Mikey.
I'm with Graham.
Plus 30
I'm with
seconds.
Nathan too. I'm with Neve.
Yeah.
You know how we do.
We do.
Yeah, you know, I got the flow. We're in the brand new studio.
Another one.
Another one. Another one. Perfect.
Yeah.
I know you're gonna dig this. Oh, yeah. Nathan, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. You ready? You ready for a great
Nate
show?
Nate Dogg made another one.
They're all my producer tags.
Oh, I enjoy that.
My producer tags.
That's a good beat that I pulled up, isn't it?
This is what I do on your actual official rap song. Ready? Before you come in.
Nate Dogg made another one.
Yo, I'm in Bray.
Yo, I'm in Bray. Hey, hey. You know what time it is. Folks, thanks so much for listening. That's been a great one. Appreciate it. Another one.
Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Good afternoon. It is Graham and Nathan here for your listening pleasure.
What's going on, guys? Let's try and do a good show today.
Well, I have seen outside at producer Neve's desk, the electric dog collar is being charged.
Yes.
I thought that with illnesses in the camp over the last 2 weeks that we might just forget about it.
Illnesses and arguments in the camp, but let me tell you something. We have not forgotten about it. It is happening today. Woo! After 4:30, we're going to be explaining, Graham, how we're going to shock you inside your throat / Adam's apple.
Yeah, so you've organized something when I was off, because we have this electric dog collar. We used it on you before, and now you want to use it on me. And I think I've been a team player here. I think I said, you know what? Yeah, fair. Bring it on.
It'll be good social content.
But now I'm really nervous because I don't know what you've planned.
I think you're going to love what we've planned.
You have both said to me, oh, you will have to press the button still. I go, why? I'm being shocked. You go, our hands are full.
Yeah.
With what?
Oh, we have things planned. Can I just say kudos to producer Neve, because she has been working tirelessly in the background.
Think about this.
Flat out.
Usually
she's exhausted.
Usually I would have a little clue as to what's going on.
Yeah.
I am completely in the dark.
You're left in the dark. Are you afraid of the dark?
Do you have props and stuff? Or like things?
You could say that.
Yeah.
What you want about? You could say that.
You could say that.
All right.
Just
tell me when I'm going to find out.
You're going to find out after 4:30. We're going to explain what will be happening. And then after 4:45, it will be happening.
That's shocking time.
Yeah. And you won't be able to leave the studio.
Why?
For that 30 minutes, you can't leave.
Yeah. So go to the bathroom at around 4:25.
No coffee.
No coffee.
Can I go out and finish my coffee now?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Thanks, come on, Neve. It's not a crazy dictatorship here. We have some rules.
This is Rihanna. Where have you been on FM 104? I'm scared.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan Podcast from FM 104.
Lose Control on FM 104. It's Graham and Nathan. And I did a run today. I did a 5K. And I was...
What time?
Like 28 or 7 minutes or something.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Is it?
Incredible.
No, it's absolutely average.
And were you listening to music? FM 104?
Absolutely. I was listening to the FitMix on FM 104 app. Download the app.
Well done.
But I was struggling because I haven't ran in a couple of weeks.
What was your route? Do you mind?
I started in Irish Town and I went kind of through Sandy Mount in a bit of a loop, and then I went back on myself along the coast, along the Sandy Mount Beach.
Oh, it must have been very scenic.
It was lovely. A little bit windy, but I tell you, I had a stitch. I was out of breath. I was running against the wind.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I just want to stop. And then I was thinking as I was running, imagine being the fella, I don't know if you've seen him online over the last 48 hours, who ran the length of Africa in less than a year.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Has anybody seen anything about this guy?
Can you give us a bit more details?
I've got like the stats on his run over the last... It's actually under a year.
Where is he from?
He's from England. His name is Russell Cook. He's nicknamed Hardest Geezer. And he ran the full length of Africa from the south to the north in 352 days.
Wow.
I struggled to run from the Sandy Mount coast today.
Yeah.
352
Do you think
days.
He was also listening to the FitMix?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Between that and Pat Kenny, he said he switched between... When he got to the Sahara Desert, he wanted a bit of Pat Kenny.
I know.
I think. So he's 27 year old. He struggled with mental health, gambling, drinking, and wanted to make a difference. He has raised so far, as of like at the start of the day when I checked it, I'm sure it's gone more because of the publicity he's getting, £700,000 for charity.
Wow.
Is that insane? So here's kind of the route he took. He started off on the most southerly point in South Africa. It took him 50 days to get through South Africa and Namibia. However, when he got to Angola, he and his team were robbed at gunpoint.
Oh.
So they had their cameras, phones, cash, passports and visas robbed.
Oh my God.
In Angola. In around day 200, he had to stop in Nigeria because he got to see him by a doctor. He had to reduce his daily mileage because the doctor told him his back was just in absolute bits. He kept on going though. Day 278, he got to Algeria, but they wouldn't let him into Algeria because he didn't have a visa. He kept on like trying and trying and trying. They wouldn't let him in. He put up a video online. And eventually, the UK's Algerian embassy got him a kind of a short-term visa for him and his team. So he was able to cross Algeria.
Wow.
Then, after crossing Algeria, to take on the Sahara Desert. He then had to switch his runs from daytime to nighttime because it was so hot and there were so many sandstorms.
I wonder what he was eating throughout the journey.
He doesn't look that skinny. Do you know what I mean? He's skinny, but he doesn't look gaunt. I expected this man to
by the end
to have like skin and bones. So I presumed he was being well fed. And on Sunday afternoon, he finished in the most northerly point in Tunisia. So listen to the actual stats, okay? I did 5K today. Yeah. He did 16,000 kilometers. A marathon is 42 kilometers. He did over a marathon a day. Now, he had to take a couple of days off. He wanted to do it every single day, but because of illness and injury, he had to kind of take a couple of days off. So he averaged about 60 kilometers per day when he was running. 19 million steps.
What?
And on the last week, these...
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at Niamh. What? What? No. Huh?
Huh? 19 million steps. And then on the last week, these were his final days of running. 75K, 75K, 75K. Then he did a 34K, then an 85K. And his final day was an 81 kilometer.
Do you know what I'm hearing? All these facts and stats and just you bringing this story onto the show.
Yeah.
How would you like to do something like this?
I would absolutely hate it.
For FM 104.
I would hate nothing more than running more. When I run over like 7K, my hips start to hurt.
Yeah.
That's a sign of my age. So if FM 104 wants to do some charity thing and they want me to run the length of the M50.
And then I come out of nowhere with a gun. Hold you at gunpoint.
I'm like, no, you're grand. Thanks very much. It's Post Malone and Circles. You're listening to Graham and Nathan on FM 104.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Are you scared to start?
Scared to Start from Michael McCarthy.
Lovely song.
On FM 104. It's Graham and Nathan. He plays Button Factory. Well, next week, 17th of April. I'm Michael. Originally supposed to be the Grand Social, but upgraded because of popularity.
Oh.
I knew that myself. Wasn't just fed that information from producer Niamh.
Oh.
Fair play to you, Graham.
Thank you.
All right. Graham and Nathan's half three freebie. Today's prize, tickets to movies at cinemas. We spun a wheel, landed on the letter D for dinosaur. If your name begins with the letter D, we might be giving you a call right now on private number. Just answer the phone with the correct phrase. Graham, you're dialing the number. Live radio. Please do not try this at home. We are professionals. It's taken many years to perfect this.
Still trying.
Hi, this is Danielle, and I've just phoned Graham and Nathan.
Three
freebie on FM 104.
We did it! Yes, we can, it's Faderlin.
Well, Danielle, I heard somebody in the background definitely aided you in the name on our names, which isn't a good point
you
where you forget the name.
You don't know who we are, Danielle, do you?
Oh, I'm going to wait out to someone,
Dave,
but that
would help
me out there.
Danielle, do you listen to the show often?
I agree,
yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, at least you got the your name right.
Who do you prefer, Graham or Nathan?
Yeah, Graham and Nathan, yeah.
Who would you prefer, though?
I couldn't say I love you both.
Oh, very good.
The cash prize, when you've done the 20 anything to do with that. So he's a very nice day as well.
Thank you so much.
Danielle, guess what? You are a winner today. Congratulations. Danielle. We're going to send you out a pair of movies at Cinema Passes. Thank you very much for listening to the show, Danielle.
Brilliant.
See you, Danielle. Bye. Now, Niamh, will you make sure to put that letter in that Excel folder that you've created? Do you remember?
I've given up on that. It wasn't actually
practical. For the love of God.
It wasn't practical.
No, but you weren't using it, were you?
What do you mean I wasn't using it?
You weren't updating your side either.
I'm not supposed to update it. It's you that updates it.
Like, honestly, I'm still updating my side of things.
What are you updating?
Every day I update the ping pong ding dong questions on our Excel sheet.
Nobody looks at that.
And, yeah, I do. And the bangers, Graham and Nathan's.
You still choose the old bangers.
It's all chance anyway, guys.
It's good just to keep an old record of the letters that come out, producer Niamh, as we requested when we first started.
That was your New Year's resolution.
It was.
You said you were going to.
Listen, these things happen.
Because we have people.
For the love of God.
People like Dylan saying, I swear this is the first time D came out.
Okay.
So if we had a database, Niamh, which you promised, we'd be able to go, well, Dylan, well, the wheel spun up.
I checked the database yesterday. The last time that has been updated is, I'm pretty sure, last year.
No, it was the 7th of March. You're in the wrong category.
Well, well done to Derek, who's backing us up here. He says, well, Dylan, I won the last time D came out back in February.
Oh, well, there you go.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. It returns tomorrow. Will we have a database of letters keeping track? Probably not. It's Sam Smith and Unholy on FM 104 with Graham and Nathan.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
Good, that latest from Hosier.
I love that.
It is called Too Sweet on FM 104. Graham and Nathan with you. Time for some Nathan's news.
All right, it's all happening in the Cyrus family household. I can buy myself flowers. Miley Cyrus dated Liam Hemsworth for nearly 10 years. They then got married and then they got divorced in 2020. But on Sunday, her ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth, posted a thirst trap photo onto Instagram of him in the gym wearing very tight shorts, showing his enormous arms.
Well, he's actually wearing pants.
With the caption.
You're showing me the picture. He's wearing Adidas tracksuit bottoms.
Potato, potato.
All right.
With the caption, leg day. Now, I want to hear your thoughts on this. Noah Cyrus, Miley's sister, liked the photo. Where do we stand with that?
Okay.
After a breakup. Right. Does he break up with the entire family, or are you allowed like your brother's or sister's former partner's photo?
Do they have kids?
They do not have kids.
I was thinking, if he's still involved in the family, look after the kids. It's her niece or nephew's uncle.
But where
maybe.
Do we stand right now? Have an opinion on the show.
I'm going to have an opinion. I think it's a no-no.
It's a no-no.
I think it's a no-no. She's your sister. It was a messy divorce.
What do they say? Blood thicker than water.
Blood runs
do we know
water.
If that's true? Is blood thicker than water?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Scientifically.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Is blood
not even scientifically, it was just to the eye.
Is blood thicker than gravy?
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, that's a good one.
Depends on the consistency of the gravy.
Of course, because if you're making a Bisto gravy, then you can decide whether
it's thick or not. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Go on.
Shouldn't be liking it.
Shouldn't be liking
especially
it.
Especially if the allegations that she put to him are true in that song Flowers, where she was in the house where apparently. He
allegedly
have loads of
allegedly
affairs.
That's
allegedly. Niamh.
So I'm thinking, no, come on, back your sister.
Niamh.
I think it's fine. I think that it wasn't a fleeting relationship.
Oh, wow.
I think that they were married for 10 years, which then they built up a relationship. Noah and Liam probably saw him as a brother figure. It's fine.
Okay, hear your opinion.
That's huge, Niamh.
What do you make of this very quickly? The mother, Tish Cyrus, married a man called Dominic Purcell.
Yeah.
Apparently,
Billy Ray.
Noah Cyrus was dating the man before the mother.
What?
Where do we?
Whoa! Why isn't that the story?
Where do we stand with that?
That's a no-no.
Hold on. Her mother,
yes, Tish,
is now dating.
No, is now married.
Married to? When did Billy Ray go off the scene?
I'm not too sure.
They divorced a while ago.
Okay.
Dominic Purcell
married to her daughter's ex.
No, married to the mother. Yes.
Dominic is married to Miley's mom, but Noah used to go out with that same guy.
That's
it's the guy from Lost.
That's ridiculous.
Is it Hurley from Lost?
I'm just looking.
The guy from Lost was in Yellowstone.
The older guy. He's Australian.
Locke. And
Lincoln.
I don't know which
do
one.
You remember Locke from Lost?
Oh, sorry, not Lost. Prison Break.
I see you in another life, yeah, brother.
Is it Prison Break? Lost. Next you're saying it's bloody Tony Soprano.
Next you're going to say it's Father Dougal McGuire.
That's a no-no. Ariana Grande, one last time on FM 104. I was a
liar. The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Oh, guys, we are T-minus half an hour.
Oh.
Where Graham is going to be shocked with an electric dog collar around his throat. You'll be finding out why you're going to be shocked, how you're going to be shocked, and for how long will you be shocked.
I went to the bathroom there.
Yeah.
And I come back in. All here is, I really want to do that.
Oh, myself and Eve.
Oh, shh.
We have planned something so special that no other radio station would be daring enough to do.
We're cooking something good.
We're cooking.
It's in the oven.
Let's just say Mama's secret sauce is salty.
Oh, I like salt.
You do?
Yeah. Is it something to do with salt?
How much salt do you like, though, is the question.
Is it something to do with eating? Because I have two cuts on the side of my mouth.
I noticed that.
Which I've had for a long time.
Yeah.
They won't heal because I keep having to speak and eat.
Oh,
so
lovely.
They keep on sore. Opening.
Okay.
I keep on cream on them. It's not working. So will I have to
do
open,
you know what would help
my
that?
Mouth wide and put something
in? You may
in
have to open your beak.
My nose.
A shock will help them.
No.
Yes.
An electric dog collar shock will not help them. It will make them worse. So do I have to put something in my mouth?
You may not.
We won't reveal.
Right, 4:30, we'll find out what they're doing to me. And then what, after 4:45, you're actually going to do it?
We're going
to
do it.
Is there a lot of planning going on?
So much planning.
Oh, God.
We've never planned so much.
St. John and Roses on FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan Podcast from FM 104.
It is Graham and Nathan on FM 104.
Any avid gardeners out there, could you tell me, is it planting season at the moment? I was toying with the idea of picking up some bulbs, and I don't know if I should be...
I think you're too late for the bulbs, like sunflowers.
Yeah, different things, like tulips and...
Sunflowers, I think, come up in spring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I think so.
All right, do let us know.
I'm, as you asked for, not an avid gardener. So
you're not, no. So I don't want to hear from you. But let me tell you something. We have wristbands to Fundamania Fairground, giving you and three friends 3 hours of unlimited rides. It returns to Pavilion's Shopping Centre Swords from April 13th until 28th. For more, see fundamania.ie.
All right, if you want to win this prize, all you got to do is WhatsApp Fundamania into us right now. Plus who you are and where you are from to our WhatsApp, please. 087-6797-104.
This is a bit of fun now.
Yeah, it is good crack. We had good crack with it yesterday. We're going to then do Fundamania's Ferris Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
And honestly, guys, it couldn't be easier.
Yeah. Now you say that, but there's a lot of words and people were still confused.
No, it couldn't be easier. When myself and Eve came up with this last week.
It's ambitious.
Like, this is the easiest.
You can take all the credit.
No,
it was
Niamh,
you.
No, Niamh. The two of us, we put our heads together. So, Fundamania's Ferris Wheel of Fortune. We'll get two callers on. And our Ferris wheel has been programmed to stop turning after a certain amount of time. One of the two listeners, whoever it is, have to shout, Fundamania!
Fundamania.
When they think the Ferris wheel is within 5 seconds of stopping. Okay, so we'll stop the Ferris wheel. We'll then continue to play it. If it stops within the next 5 seconds, they win. However, if it goes on for longer than 5 seconds, the other person will win. If it stops before both say Fundamania, we'll pick someone at random.
Well, we have a go doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it ready for both of you, but what I have ready is, yesterday, neither of you were impressed with the stop sound effect.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
What did I do? I just picked a normal little buzzer.
I'm hoping for the pig grunt.
Today, when it stops, when you hear this, this is when it stops.
Oh my God.
It's a scary clown.
When are you going pig grunt?
We'll see.
You definitely are still open to the idea?
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
But will we do it? So when you hear this. Sounds like Does it kind of sound like Barney, but distorted? No, Mr. Blobby. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
The blast from the past.
Sounds a bit like me.
Look, it might be confusing, but do get involved.
It couldn't be easier.
WhatsApp Fundamania right now to 087-6797-104. It's a prize for the family. You will have an unbelievable time.
And for more, you can check out Fundamania's Facebook as well. Right, let's get some Beyonce on from her Cowboy Carter album. This is Beyonce Texas Hold'em on Graham and Nathan. You're listening to FM 104.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Alicia Keys, a throwback there. Girl on Fire, Graham and Nathan here on FM 104.
Performed at the halftime Super Bowl with Usher. She hit a bum note. They managed to edit out her mistake on a YouTube video.
Yeah, if you look back.
Pretty incredible.
Bum note ain't there.
Wow, right. Live. We have wristbands.
I wish they couldn't edit us and our bum content.
We have our bum content. Yeah,
that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Bum content?
No.
Neve.
There's a site for that. It's called OnlyFans.
Great.
We don't want that here. All right. This is a family. We've got family prizes to give away.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan Podcast from FM 104. Bring me your higher
love. Oh. Right.
All right.
FM 104. It is Graham and Nathan.
The time is now. This has been weeks in the making, but there is an electric dog collar that shocks you. It's been in your cupboard for a long time. Do you remember last year you used it on me?
Yeah.
Refresh our memories.
Your knowledge of counties in Ireland is so bad. It was actually embarrassing.
It was horrible to see.
So I got you to learn them for a week and then I tested you province by province.
Started off very well.
Yeah, and then it just went downhill and then I went to town on the old
dog
collar on your neck.
My throat has never been the same again since. But when you were off a few weeks back, myself and Neve, we came across the shock collar and we said to ourselves, we need to use it on Graham. But how? How can we use it? We were looking for the listeners to get involved and you did. But then Neve, I have to say kudos to you. You came up with this idea.
Oh, wow.
Me. My first idea.
About time after what? Nearly a year and a half.
Now, Neve, do you want to say what we've decided to do?
Will I? I reveal it?
You reveal it.
Okay.
All right, Neve.
So, Graham.
Oh, God. Actually, I haven't mentally prepared myself.
How long have you worked in this office building now?
Good question. How long?
Oh, no.
Graham, how long?
I think I know what you're doing.
How long?
Oh, crap.
How long?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
And
I know what you're doing.
How many people would you say work on our floor?
Yes! Yes! Now, don't swear. Graham, stop swearing now. Don't say a bad word. So what we have decided to do is we are going to bring four people from the office. They each are going to come in. They're going to sit in Neve's chair.
My chair.
You have to say what their name is and what their job title is.
Oh.
If you get it wrong, I will be shocking your throat. And the shocks will gradually become worse and worse.
The thing about this is,
you've worked here for a year and a half.
No, but you see, we come in every day. The majority of people out there work from home. How am I supposed to get to know these people?
You're supposed to introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself.
A load of part-timers out here.
Graham. You're not helping your case.
You often say it's about networking. This year, it was all about maximizing earning potential.
Not going well.
How do you feel about this? Because we've already gotten four people. We know the four people.
There's a lot of people in today.
Yeah. And I will say...
Who approached them? Definitely Neve.
Neve. I will say, to make it fair, it's all on this floor. Well, actually, one on another floor. But primarily all on this floor.
And they're okay with doing this.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming in. They actually are, loving the fact.
They're up for it. So do you know what?
Did you sit down and pick the people together? Because I would argue Nathan also doesn't know their name or job title.
Graham, don't throw this on me now. Don't be a coward. This is on you. I will say initially, Neve said, we could take pictures of the people. I went, no, let's
he elevated it.
Let's make this man squirm. Let's actually bring them into the studio so you can see the whites of their eyes.
I feel really anxious now.
Yeah, I know you do. I knew you would find this mortifying.
Can I just say Niamh?
Because it's so rude not knowing somebody's name. It's really rude.
Brilliant idea, Niamh.
Thank you, Niamh.
If it wasn't me,
you'd love this.
I would absolutely love this.
Okay, so look, let's go to a song. We're going to be bringing in these four people in 5 minutes' time. They're prepped. They're ready to go.
No, we can't. FM 104.
As you promised me that I was more than all
the Graham and Nathan podcast.
FM 104.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Stop shocking me when we're not starting the game.
Okay, come
on. Stop!
All right, this is going to be a lot of fun. If you've just joined us, we have an electric shock collar. It's wrapped around Graham's throat. He has worked at FM 104 for over a year and a half. We have an open planned office. We have four people outside the studio. They're each going to come in. Graham has to give us their name and their job title. You need to get full answers. If you don't, I will be shocking your throat. How do you feel?
Nervous, embarrassed, and because I already got a glimpse of somebody and I don't know who they are.
All right, Niamh, you're at the door. Bring out our first person. Here we go.
No.
Oh, hello. Hello. How are you? Please sit down.
I love your hair. It's really nice.
Thank you.
No worries at all.
All right. So who is this person? This person's name and their job title.
I think your name is Sharon and you work in HR.
No.
Damn it.
It's Lauren.
Yes. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
And I'm lobby ambassador for the building.
Okay.
Wrong! Wrong! How dare you?
Literally walk by me every morning.
I thought you worked for the other company. Because I thought Kevin worked with us. And you work with the bag company. It's upstairs.
Lauren, thank you so much for coming in.
Lauren, lovely to meet you. I'll say hello to you tomorrow.
All right. See you. Thank you so much, Lauren. Oh, so far so good. How are you feeling over there?
Not that bad, because Lauren isn't on our floor, so I think I'll get away with that one.
Niamh, okay. Please bring in our next person. Hello. Please sit down. Thank you very much, sir. All right.
Now, me and this gentleman have had a good relationship. We always nod to each other.
Okay.
And we say hello. Yep. And I think...
So their name...
And they're in the far side of the office, so we don't actually sit beside each other. I think your name is John, and don't shake your head, John, at me. I think your name is John, and you work in agency sales.
Okay, I do work in agency sales, but it's Ronan, it's not...
Oh, no! Ron! Not John!
Ronan! Ronan, I'm sorry.
Apologise!
I'm sorry, Ronan. And Nathan, stop with the collar.
Thank
Ronan,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Ronan. I'm
Ronan,
sorry.
Ronan, you're very
damn
good.
Me. Sorry, Ronan.
Appreciate that. Oh, that's bad. You won't be nodding to old Ronan anymore.
Think about it. I think Ronan was very angry.
Niamh, thank you very much.
I think I've bet this man in a... I have bet this man.
You've bet this man?
In a... Have we gone against each other in like a summer bash... Party thing? Limbo? No, that wasn't you.
You wouldn't have beat me, though.
Okay, fair enough. I think your name... This is horrible.
Come on.
I think your name is Connor, and you work in newspapers.
Work in newspapers, but it's Carl.
Oh!
Wrong!
Wrong! Stop, Nathan.
Thank you very much, Carl. Appreciate that.
I got the C right.
All right. Last but not least.
I'm doing all right with the jobs.
Our final person. Come on.
Oh, God. Okay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not great. I'm in a lot of pain. Okay.
All right. Are you confident at all?
I know where you work.
Okay.
You work with... Urban.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Urban Media.
Yeah.
But your name is...
Come on, surely. You've been here for a year and a half. Surely you know this person's name.
Fiona.
What's her name?
Her name is Jen.
Shame on you! Shame on you, Mr. O'Toole! Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you so much. Awful, Graham. Awful. Awful. Oh. Oh, well, that was beautiful. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Which hurt more? Your pride? Oh, my God. Your pride, Graham?
Honestly, it was
Oh, Graham. God. Jeez, you sound awful. He went on awful.
The last time for about 10 seconds.
You sound like Niall Boylan.
That's a good thing, Nathan. Not a bad thing. I think the most disappointed was Ronan.
Yeah.
I said his name.
He seemed now I'm, upset.
You know what the problem is now is my confusion is. Is I don't know, I can't remember. Because there was so much going on there.
Are you okay?
I know.
You're crying.
Nathan went really bad the last week.
You're crying.
My thing now is I can't actually remember between the Any name I gave names. Them and the name they actually told me.
Beautiful.
That's my problem now. I got to listen back to this on the podcast. It's FM 104. Patience feels like
I've been waiting for a lifetime. You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
Go on.
Not going to leave the studio until after 5:30. Until everybody's gone home. I really need water, and I'm wondering, would one of you mind going to the water cooler for me?
Can't bring water into the studio.
No. Just fill up my water, and I'll drink it outside the studio. I'm just not going on to the main floor.
Why not?
Because...
Sorry, I'm a first-time listener. What happened?
Just before 5 o'clock, Nathan and Eve were very mean to me. They strapped an electric dog collar to my neck, and they brought in 4 people from our office...
That you work with?
Well...
You do work with them.
You've socialised with.
I wouldn't say I've been in any meetings with some of these people. Different departments.
Are you too good for them?
No, Niamh just been in the meetings, not us. And you got me to, you asked me
like
to
simply,
tell me their name. Their
name. First name.
And their job title.
First name.
And I got 0 out of 4. So I'm not leaving the studio.
It's very rude.
Graham, do better.
I did get 2 off the jobs, right?
Do you want a medal for that?
What will you do afterwards? Like, you are going to see them again.
Well, I'm hoping the majority of them don't come into the office on a Wednesday. I hope they work from home.
Yeah.
And then I'm just hoping by Thursday, Friday, everyone will have forgotten about it. That's my plan.
I don't know.
I won't be going. I'm going to hold in the wee I need to go for an hour anyway, for at least 30 minutes. Right, this is Stay. Kid Leroy. I do
the
same thing
I told you that I'm. The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Avicii on FM 104. 5:20 on Graham and Nathan. Let's do it. Ping pong ding dong. Ping pong ding
dong. Ping pong ding dong. Ping. All right, we want a big game of ping pong ding dong tonight because yesterday the game was abandoned. Now I believe we have a man on the show this evening who we make sick every single day. It's only John.
All right, John. What's the story, John?
Not too bad.
Oh, look what the cat dragged in.
John, you're saying a consistent basis. Now, speak nice and close into that phone. You're a little bit muffled on us at the moment.
Go ahead.
We're off the old Bluetooth, are we?
Yeah, we're off.
That's sounding good, John. Now, you're saying on a regular basis that Nathan makes you sick. Can you expand on that now? We're giving you the platform.
Well, yeah, his excuses, I think. The pathetic.
I'm sorry, John. You better treat the goat with some respect. I've done a lot for the sport over the years.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm a wolf, so we'll see who comes out on top.
Oh, the wolf. Wow. Right. Well, here the thing is, I think I might already know the answer. John, do you want to take on myself or Nathan?
Oh, it has to be the goat.
All right. Okay, the goat.
The goat?
The goat and the wicked wolf. Okay. They're going to wrestle and potentially make love.
Potentially, hopefully not.
You should be so lucky.
John and Nathan, I'm going to give you both a topic. You've got to give me answers in relation to that topic. You will go back and forth. Until someone cannot answer, repeats an answer, or gets one wrong.
Come on, umpire.
My throat is still sore from being zapped. And if you beat him, John, you'll go through to the Grand Slam final. I'm giving you ample answers here, lads.
Give us a good topic now.
I am being so generous
here. You better be. John, I'm coming for you. Be intimidated.
Good, good.
What I want is towns, cities, countries, states.
For the love of God.
Would you listen? Towns, cities, countries, states, or countries. The whole shebang.
All right.
Place names, essentially.
Yeah.
Beginning with the letter T for Tommy. Off you go, John.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Tunisia.
Turkey.
Togo.
Tanzania.
Thomastown.
Timahoe.
Tipperary.
Tipperary. Towns everywhere.
Anywhere at all in the world, lads. Five. Four.
Tunisia.
Yeah!
No!
So, I came for you, John. I came for you.
I make myself sick.
John, I'm sickened for you, John.
I'm delighted. Now, John, is there anything you want to say to the goat?
I'm good.
Oh, I tell you, that was a difficult topic, in fairness.
Well, it was a difficult matter. No, yeah. You got me. I wouldn't mind. There has to be about 10 million answers to that question.
I think it's tough. I didn't have many more.
Texas.
Well, fair play.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Tala. Yeah, Tala. I'm from Tala. Jesus. No way.
There's hurt.
Oh, my God.
There's hurt in John's
voice. I'll never harass you again, I promise.
No, we kind of enjoy it, to be honest with you.
No, fair play, guys.
Don't let this be the last time, John.
You'll have to come back.
I've been that long trying to get on. I'm absolutely good.
Well, your time will come again in maybe another year and a half.
Thanks a lot, lads.
Go on, John. Go on. Ping pong ding dong, ping pong ding dong,
ping pong ding dong, ping. FM 104. Any more teas?
Timbuktu.
Any more?
Tough,
isn't it?
We got
Timon's Town.
Timon's Town, yeah.
I don't know, Timonville.
Tennessee. Another. Banger, FM 104. You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
Stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone, one of the biggest songs in the world. It is called Beautiful Things. We are Graham and Nathan. Two beautiful boys?
No, certainly not. We're not beautiful. Do have a face for radio. But you're beautiful for listening. So thank you so much for your support. I tell you something, I'm a little bit tired over here. Because last night I couldn't sleep. I had a song stuck in my head. Now you're probably thinking, oh, what song? Mumford & Sons? Noah Can Stick Season? Maybe a Lewis Capaldi song? No. The lyrics, stop the music. Wouldn't you like to be a purple monkey on a bubblegum tree? Yeah. Those lyrics were stuck in my head.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden.
No, not the Beatles.
No.
Wouldn't you like to be a purple monkey on a bubblegum tree? Yeah. You could swing by the tree and swing back to me.
Are you on something?
I'm not on something. I wish I was. We got our daughter Isla a brand new toy. So it's a mat on the ground with a little keyboard at her feet she presses
it's
with
like Stevie
her feet.
Wonder.
Like Stevie Wonder, she's going to be on Britain's Got Talent in years to come. It'll be like Stavros Flatley. I'll be topless and she'll be playing the keyboard with her feet. If that doesn't sell out the sphere in Vegas, I don't know what will. But this toy, so many buttons, so many gadgets, so many songs that come out of the speaker. And there's one song that is such an earworm, I'm calling it a baby banger. Do you want to hear it? Have a listen to how good this is.
Maybe you palm tree and you could swing in the breeze. Whoa. Then you could swing back to
like
me.
That.
Maybe you,
you
maybe
could hear Miley
could
Cyrus sing that.
A little bird with polka dot wings and you could fly to the sea. Then you could fly back to me.
And there's a lovely chorus. That's just the verse. I want to hear your baby bangers, because a lot of these toys come with songs already made and you hear them over and over again throughout the day.
Like Baby Shark is the original.
I don't want to hear Baby Shark,
because that's
too
annoying.
Mainstream for me.
Yeah.
I want to hear songs off the beaten track. I wonder if anyone else has ever heard that song.
Would you be up for people singing it?
Yes, that's what I want to do.
What's that voice note?
I want you to sing a baby banger. I'll sing it again. Wouldn't you like to be a purple monkey in a bubblegum tree? Yeah. Neve, I know you have a nephew, Finn.
Yeah, Finn. He's actually two today. Shout out, Finn.
Happy birthday, Finn.
But he loves Miss Rachel.
Can you sing it?
Hop, little bunnies. Hop, hop, hop. Hop little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. But there is a trend on TikTok.
Doesn't
at the moment.
Doesn't sound that much of a
no,
banger.
Just, well, there's a remix on TikTok of it at the moment.
All right, here, let's have a listen.
Wake up, little bunnies. Hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop.
Oh, yeah, you can picture Graham going to a rave.
Hop, little bunnies, hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop.
Come on.
A remix.
All right.
I know Miss Rachel intrigues me.
Yeah.
She was a teacher during lockdown. She started doing YouTube videos and now she's a multimillionaire.
I just looked up her net worth for 2024. $10 million.
Hop, what's so bunnies, good hop, about hop, her? Hop, what is she doing?
She's doing homemade videos with, I think, her husband, a couple of her friends. I think she was into drama. Was in drama school. When COVID hit, she started recording films at
Do
home.
Do you know what I want my daughter Isla to be watching? I don't want to be seeing Varney... No, not football.
Liverpool.
I want her to watch classic Fred Rogers.
Oh, you told us this before.
Do you remember Fred Rogers?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks played him in Welcome to the Neighborhood or something. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. A lovely day in the neighborhood.
I think I'd pass my children. Watch Coco Melon, whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't want you watching Fred.
Graham, I know you don't have kids. Well, not that you know of. Do you mind singing a song, a baby banger? Add to the list, myself and Niamh.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Don't you say we love me too.
Do I sound like an old fart when I say... Our generation of TV was so much better than today's generation.
Every generation says that.
Do they?
Yeah, get your baby bangers in. 087-6797.
Sing.
104.
Sing, will you? Come on.
Julie Pinnow and Houdini, you are listening to Graham and Nathan on FM 104.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Absolute banger from Fragma, Toka's Miracle. A lot of bangers today, isn't it? We're looking for baby bangers, Nathan.
Yeah, look, we got my daughter Isla a brand new toy and there's a song from it that I absolutely love. It's a real earworm. Wouldn't you like to be a purple monkey on a bubblegum tree? Yeah.
We're asking for your baby bangers, those ones that are just ingrained in your brain. Aoife got in contact.
Hey, guys. I am a preschool manager and my absolute favourite banger, love it, is... Icky, sicky, 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 bubblegum, bubblegum, bubblegum. Icky, sicky, 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 bubblegum. Makes your hand stick to your belly or whatever. And then, it's just deadly.
I love that.
I actually think Miss Rachel might do a cover of that one. But it's a great one. The kids love it because it goes like through all the different body parts and all. It's a good one.
That kind of sounds like a performance Cher Lloyd would have given on the X Factor. Icky sticky bubble gum, icky 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 sticky.
Right, Kira has got one on the WhatsApp voice note as well.
Nathan, Fred Rogers does a remake of the Mr. Neighborhood on Netflix.
Oh no, sorry, that was my fault.
Did you stop that? I'm a huge fan
Nathan,
of Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers does a remake of the Mr. Neighborhood on Netflix called Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Please, Jesus, you do not want your child to start watching it. It's all my 16-month-old watch for
16-year-old.
I'd say 9 months, and we've watched it hundreds of times, and no.
Can Can I? Will you write that down?
You have a pen there. You're reaching for my pen. You're like pointing. Your pen is literally okay. In front of you.
What is the name of that show?
It's called Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. All right.
And Sarah joins on the line. Sarah, are you ready to sing your baby banger?
All right. You ready for this?
Come on. Let's do it.
1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. And it's 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, don't be late. And it's 9 and 10. And it's time to start again. Let's start again.
Oh, wow, you're like a young Susan Boyle.
Yes, Sarah. Amazing. What's that from? Because I recognise, obviously, the tune, but is it from something specifically?
Yeah, I think it was a bouncer, like one of those
jumperoo
things or something.
Wow.
Jeez. It's an earworm, do you know?
It is. And do you know what? It was all about the delivery, Sarah.
Yeah, I was about to be like Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
It's the delivery. You're young, you're beautiful, and most importantly, you're Irish.
Sarah, you're a star. Thanks for...
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
I tell you, it's an absolute disgrace.
How dare you?
A disgrace.
How dare you say it's a disgrace? It's a disgrace that you stole my segment last week, and it's been so long since I've done it that I forgot.
I was wondering how you could turn this around to blame somebody else. You have one segment to do every week. How deep is that voice?
Sorry, Niamh, why are you listening to things on your laptop?
Nothing.
What are you listening to?
That's very rude.
No, he's trying to deflect, and I'm not going to let him.
Thank you, Graham.
You've got one segment to do every week.
No, I don't. How deep is that voice? Loads. Nathan's News. I have to do that every single day.
You ring that one in. You don't put any effort into
that anymore. You said you enjoyed today's one.
No, I enjoyed, yes, I did actually, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the last 2 days. How deep is that voice? 10 minutes ago, he exclaimed, I haven't done it.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. And now, because I gave him a helping hand last week, we were on the Roadhog, and he wasn't in the studio, I did it for him at my home. He's blaming me. That's my fault, because I did it last week,
well,
and
also,
he forgot
guys,
he had to do it.
Why didn't you remind me?
We shouldn't have to remind you to
also,
do your job.
There was too many meetings today.
You ripped me out of it when I forgot to do Here We Go one time.
Yeah. Oh, and one time.
Yeah.
One time.
We haven't heard the end of it as well, Dave, since.
We haven't.
This better be good.
It's going to be great. I need to get my headphones. Niamh, can you stop listening to the thing on the laptop? You're giving me a migraine.
He's out of here.
Yeah.
He's done. It's FM 104. With it, drop, with it, leave,
with it, rock. The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104. Do it to it on FM 104. It is Graham and Nathan. We just about got this.
How deep is that voice? That voice is deep. It's a deep voice. We really need to know.
We were told by our boss yesterday, Big Bad Boss Phil, that the Radio Awards are coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They always do, yearly.
Now, who's going to be looking after this entry?
Well, it won't be me, because I don't fancy wasting my time.
Niamh?
I'll do it. You don't really want me to do it, but...
How deep is that voice? That has to go in for an award. What do we think, Graham?
Nope.
So what I have is three celebrity voices... I've the technology, I've deepened their voice. Can you tell me who they are? Now, the first level is very deep. The second level is sort of deep. And then the third level is the real voice. We have decided a different scoring system.
Oh, okay. This is news to me.
This comes from Shane, who listens to the show every day.
Yeah.
So the scoring system, if I'm right... If you get it in the most difficult deepness, so the first level...
3 points.
3 points.
3 points, then 2 points, then 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep scores because you can't do math. You're bad at numbers.
Sounds
good.
This
is Achilles heel, along with radio.
Okay, your first celebrity.
I had concept relief at that time.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
About, you know, dessert.
3 points to Graham.
I had no concept really at that time about, you know, desserts and all that stuff. And I just would eat desserts.
A little bit of Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I suppose Austrian German.
Would you have gotten that, Niamh?
Maybe the next level I might have, but no.
3 points to Graham.
Snooze, you lose, Niamh.
Good one, Graham.
Let's move on to the second celebrity voice.
I am an honest person, so I will tell you that this morning...
I did not eat the hearty breakfast of the condemned man.
Oh, okay. I did not eat the hearty breakfast of a condemned man. David Norris?
Both wrong.
Oh, we move on to the next one. 2 points up for grabs.
All right, 2 points.
I am an honest person, so I will tell you that this morning I did not
and
eat
Doyle.
The hearty breakfast.
Correct!
I am an honest person, so I will tell you that this morning I did not eat the hearty breakfast of the condemned man.
Condemned man.
And breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Sorry, lads, when we first went out for our first night out as a trio. Mm.
Yeah, where was that pub?
Didn't we see Anne Doyle?
We did.
Yeah.
And I rage and I still didn't get a selfie to this day.
I remember I was so sick on that night out, but I was still having a few drinks, always drink responsibly.
Getting the bus home to Bray.
Yeah. Well, sorry, some of us don't live in town. We're not on the big bucks like you two. Did you both stay in the Shelburne?
If anyone listens to this show and Auntie tells me that I shouldn't be on More Money Than You is a liar.
Oh, Graham. That's a horrible thing to say. Horrible. Right. Last celebrity voice.
5-0 to me, Niamh. Come on.
I don't understand why they can't look at his work and realize that every character he's ever given me has pretty much been the smartest character in the film.
Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't understand why they can't look
at
his work and realize that every character he's ever given me has pretty much been the smartest character in the film.
5-3.
Can I say, for a man who forgot to do it until 5-6, great game.
Yeah.
Just because really. You won.
Well, I win every week, so...
But good celebrities.
So,
well done.
Great celebrities, great game, a lot smoother. Nathan Riley, 9 out of 10.
Thank you very much.
What well was done. The one docked for?
This, I always want to give him room to improve. I don't want to go home to Becca and say, Graham gave me a 10. God, we always need to be...
You think I live the saddest of lives? I can't count. Graham gave me a 10. Let's crack out the bottle of Moët.
Always drink responsibly. Right, this is Hozier's new one. It's called Too Sweet on FM 104 with Graham and Nathan.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104. Download it now.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.